Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. So there's two things I'm going to talk about. The first thing is that there was a huge debate tonight between TFM, Destiny, also had Playing with Fire, Alex, who I really didn't like until tonight, and of course, legal attorney? LA, I think his name. Sorry if I'm getting that wrong. I'm not that familiar with his content, but I've seen a few debates or discussions he's been in, and I've really liked where he's coming from for the most part. But it was also Annalisa, and she was in briefly just a scream at TFM about the fact that, oh, no, single mothers weren't caused by welfare, and she just fucking losing her shit. You could hear her damn near hyperventilating as she was talking. It was crazy. It's like, what? He really believes that? Like, it was absolutely hilarious at that point. But the thing that I don't like about Destiny that I've noticed is if it doesn't have any kind of, and TFM was really kind of getting pissed about this, I could tell. Like, he was just, not even pissed, he was just like, man, this sucks, you know. He felt like he couldn't really say anything. Because the guy's like, well, if you don't have any kind of peer-reviewed research, and you don't have any studies, it doesn't count. And he's like, well, I got these charts, but, you know, I guess they don't count. And I guess I have these points here, but they don't count. These antidotes, they don't count. So TFM's like, you know, what can I really say? And then the legal attorney came on there, and he basically went in there and he said, look, you can't just go by these scientific studies. People lie. He said, I've been doing this for 20 years. You know, I've been a divorce lawyer for 20 years. I can tell you what I've seen. And people lie all the time about incomes and things like that. And, you know, they were trying to disprove, Destiny was trying to disprove hypergamy. He is literally the most fucking soy cuck I've seen. He's like, oh yeah, well women have more earning potential and they have more reproductive choices. Oh yeah, I get it. But, you know, he did try to disprove every manosphere talking point. He tried to disprove the harem thing, and he's like, only 0.0001! percent of men have the harem. And I was like, oh my god, man. Please. Please. And, now one thing I do like is the legal attorney, he went in there and he basically said that, okay, the single mothers weren't kicking the fathers out of the houses. What they did do, however, is when they would divorce their husbands, they would basically go, you know, they'd find another man, like a boyfriend, and they'd be with them for like 20 years, as legal attorney said. And basically what they would do is they would have the inspector, you know, the inspectors would come in. So they would remove his toothbrush, his shoes, his underwear, you know, anything that could basically tip them off that there was a man there. Because they had changed the game to where if there was evidence that a man was in the house, that he, you know, may be living with you, then the alimony's gone. You stop getting the alimony payments. And the women weren't going to have that. As legal attorney said, they want their cake and they want to eat it too. So basically, yeah, that's what they would do. They would kick the man out of the house, so that when the inspectors would come by, they wouldn't have, you know, any sign that there'd been a man there, and they continue to get alimony payments from the unfortunate sap that married him and they divorce raped him. You know. And another thing, you know, he fought with TFM on the false rape accusation thing. And of course TFM fired back and he said, well, it's true that not many men get convicted, but a lot of men that do get the false rape accusation, they get completely destroyed in society. And we've seen that several times with Johnny Depp and Vic Mignogna and several other men that have fought. And they're just completely, not all the way, but a lot of their reputation was ruined in society. And you still see people on social media today that will be like, oh, Johnny Depp, he's still not somebody we should trust. You know, because of one accusation. Now, thankfully, people are a little smarter, are getting a little more more intelligent on this. You know, they're not just jumping to believe the accusations. And I'm kind of questioning the Marilyn Manson case as well, which I hope we'll get to see pan out, because I do believe he's mostly innocent. And I do say mostly because I do believe there's probably some things he did do, but I don't think he is as much of a monster as portrayed. And I definitely think some of the women, as with the Warren Ellis case, might have been seeking money, because that often seems to be the case. If there's some resources to gain, they're going to go for it. That's just how they are. Women love resources, because resources are very good to help support a family, especially if you're a single mother now, or, you know, some other situation, and you're not doing very well. I mean, or you do have an earning potential, but, you know, a little bit more money wouldn't hurt. Yeah, you're going to go for it. Even if you're making $60,000 a year as a woman, it's not bad to have a couple thousand dollars coming in every month, right? I mean, nobody's going to turn down free money. So you got to think of it like that. And I just don't think a lot of people are. I'm not saying that all women are out to game the system. I definitely know some that are. In the game, the welfare system, obviously DP has talked about that with some women we knew at work. That was a conversation that he actually had heard, where women were teaching other women how to game the system. And he was actually privy to the whole conversation. And yeah, I mean, so they are doing it. But of course, you know, Destiny's like, well, it's not a proud thing to, you know, be on Section 8 and all this other stuff and have food stamps. But I have seen people arguing and fighting over a food stamp card in my area. It happens. You know, I don't think Destiny's living in the real world. I don't think he really understands what impoverished people go through. There's so much more than just a scientific study. And a lot of the scientists probably don't even understand what they're studying, you know, in the first place. Like, of course they have the information and they have the, you know, the scientific method, the basic hypothesis and all that kind of thing. And you come to the conclusion. But you have to really be there and expose yourself to it. And you can't do that with just basic figures. You know, people are more than numbers. People are more than statistics. There's a lot more going on. You know, even though statistics can say one thing, and even the incels had this problem, because they always rely on statistics. There's so many other things that unfold in the world that you have to actually experience for yourself to see. You know, and lived experience says a lot. Like, when it comes to legal attorney, he had lived experience from 20 years of working as a divorce attorney. He understands what's going on more than Destiny and all the studies combined could show. Because there's not one scientist in the entire fucking organization or whatever that would have the level of experience that legal attorney has when it comes to understanding divorce. They can get all the statistics they want. They can pull them all out of their asses all day long. And it's not going to add up to actually being there and experiencing it. I can tell you all about war from what I've heard and experienced. But until I've actually been in war, I don't know much of what I'm talking about. You know, and that could be said for the dating thing. You know, of course, you can fire that argument. Well, Grim, you hear about this, but you haven't actually seen it. I have seen a lot of it. I have seen a lot of it in my area. I'm not going to say that it is crazy as I have seen. Well, I have seen some things. I have seen a beautiful white woman with several kids, and all of them were a different color. I've seen that. I've seen a lot of proof to the Instagram thought culture kind of phenomenon. I have seen that. I've seen thoughts looking at me. I'm a tall guy. Sometimes that's all it fucking takes. Tall guy with blue eyes. Yeah, I got blue eyes and long, bushy eyebrows. Women kind of dig that. They don't even care if I don't have... My hair isn't that great. It's just... Women are into weird shit, okay? They really are. So, you know, I'm just saying that it's a thing. It happens. And it also depends on how you carry yourself. If you carry yourself like an idiot, they're going to treat you like an idiot. If you carry yourself like a man, they're going to treat you like a man. You just don't give a fuck too much, you know? The more you act up in your feelings and nervous, the less you're going to get attention. Like, if you're looking for attention, you know what I mean. If you're looking for attention from people, women, whatever, you gotta get over that barrier. And it's still hard for me, you know. But it's not even that. It's like, oh, yeah, well, now I got this person, and I don't really know much about her. And it's like, oh, we're dating now, and I don't know if I want to know too much about her, you know. That's why I liked, like, this is completely unrelated, but that's why I liked, you know, traditional getting to know people better. Because I'm like, okay, this is somebody cool. I think I might actually want to, you know, maybe get to know her in that dating atmosphere where we've hung out, we've been friends, we've laughed, we've joked, we've played games, we've watched movies, you know, we've had all kinds of conversation, we've had fun, she's called me, I've called her. It's that kind of back and forth for a while that kind of gets a man thinking, you know, she might be worth keeping around. And you don't really have that these days. You have a lot of people just, you know, oh, you want to fuck me? I was like, are you, I don't know if you're going to have an axe behind, you know. I was watching the 68 talk about it. 68 Kill, don't go look it up. But 68 Kill is, you know, a movie I'm going to be showing here shortly that we did. And, yeah, it'll make you think twice a little bit about getting with these random girls. Because they're all beautiful women in their own way. But they're all absolutely kind of crazy, right? And, yeah, it is a fiction. But, you know, it's basically, like, be careful. Because you never know who's got an axe or a gun or, you know, what kind of crazy shit they get up to. I've met some women into some really crazy shit, guys. You know? And, of course, you know, Destiny did mention, oh, it might be the kind of women you're dating. Well, you know, it's hard for a guy to date the women that he doesn't like. You know? It's like, oh, well, you should be with her because she's different. And sometimes it might not work because you're like, well, she's too different. We don't work. Because I did that once. I tried to date a girl that was cute, and, you know, there wasn't anything else going on, and it was really boring, because she didn't really have a whole lot to talk about, and we kept trying, like, we were trying to, you know, make it work and get to know each other, and it's like, no, I couldn't do it. It's like, yeah, she's pretty, but that's it. There's nothing else. So, it just didn't work. It maybe lasted a week, and I was like, you know, I'm sorry, this. And she's like, it's okay, I understand completely. And I said, you're a really pretty girl, but I can't do this. You know, it's just, I mean, I had to be honest. You can't force something to work that won't work. And guys are interested in what they're interested in. And I mean, honestly, it could be like a boundary I'm setting for myself when I have like a doll that's kind of more goth and stuff like that. Because you get with a woman that's more into that kind of stuff, she's going to be a little bit more crazy. I'm not saying all goth girls are crazy, but there's a lot of them that are more into odd things. And they're not necessarily, you know, insane stuff, but sometimes you do get them that are like, ooh, I don't know about this. Oh, come on, it'll be fun, as they always say. I was like, well, yeah, and then something bad happens, you know, as it tends to happen, and you're like, oh, shit, maybe this wasn't a good idea, you know, like the time I overdosed. It was not so good. Overdosed on pills I'd never taken before in my life. That was a fucking stupid thing to do. Don't do that, by the way. I don't care how pretty the girl is. So, yeah, that's just what I have to say about the whole Destiny argument. The guy, he's living in a scientific bubble. You know, as long as he's got his studies in Google, like, he's quick with the Google foo. He's just like, boom, there it is, boom, there it is. Oh, this article, you're talking about this, you're talking about, okay, good, fine, whatever. But the issue there is that you're not looking at reality. Like, he barely talks about anything other than studies. And studies are nice. Like, you know, legal attorney said, I like the scientific method, okay? It's good. But it's not all there is. And I like that legal attorney came out and actually kind of grilled TFM a little bit on one of his points. And he grilled him proper. He grilled him in a way that was not, it wasn't like, oh, you suck. It's like, no, you could have explained that a little better, TFM. He kind of had you there. And that's great. I think that kind of critique, even with somebody like TFM, who's a very well-respected guy in the MGTOW Manosphere community, I mean, if there's a point that needs to be made and it just wasn't made that well, you know, it's good for people to call that out and say, hey, you know, you could have done that just a little bit better. You know, we was talking about kicking the can down the road. And I get that. But TFM, he didn't seem like he had everything prepared, and I don't think he was really ready for a debate. TFM generally doesn't like debates. He said that many, many times. And I don't think that he was, you know, just really expecting this kind of, you know, here's my research with this, and here's my stuff. But that's how Destiny is. Destiny is a debater. He's an online debater. That's what he does. He debates with statistics. He debates old school, is it Reddit style? Or is it the atheist? What was it? There was a certain style of debate that got really popular where you, every time you would say something, they would get you of using a, what are those things? I had it just in my head, but a logical fallacy. Basically, oh, you're using a logical fallacy. Nope, that's another fallacy. Yep, remember that. He seems like he's a remnant from those days. And that's not who TFM is. TFM used to debate, but he's a little older now. He's gotten to the point where he just doesn't really care as much about certain things. And I think he was just looking forward to a discussion. I don't think he was looking forward to having to go get all kinds of documents and stuff like that. And it got to the point where, you know, TFM, he said, you know, next time I'll have a document with everything. But I don't think TFM will go back on. I don't think he wants to go back and do another debate. He doesn't like point debates. And he explained that he doesn't like these point debates and all this silly craziness that we used to have with, you know, Ethan Ralph and all that kind of thing. It's unfortunate that TFM was again roped into this, and he might have thought it a waste of time. I don't know. I do think that legal attorney being on there was a great addition. He really had a lot to bring to the table with that discussion, and I'm really glad that he was able to share those points from his experience. Also, you've got. Alex playing with fire. I have to say, when Alex kept saying, no, I'm going to back you up on that, TFM. You know, you're right on that one. You know, Alex really taking the Manosphere TFM side in a way. Unsuspected, you know, this guy's PUA. He's did a video, the three things that are wrong with MGTOW. But then again, he's saying, well, you're right about this. You're right about that. This is correct. That's correct. And he's not being immature about it. He's not grilling like Cliff Jumper did to me. He's doing it in a very professional manner. You know, he's just saying, well, you know, TFM's right about this on hypergamy. This is why this, you know, this is right on harems and stuff like that. I mean, the Manosphere knowledge is the Manosphere knowledge. It doesn't matter what pill you swallowed, it's there. And Destiny's big problem was trying to refute everything. Like, it's almost like he just sat on, what was that site? We Tamed the Mammoth, or We Hunted the Mammoth. It's like he sat there on that site, which basically existed to kind of refute the Manosphere. That was like the whole reason for that site. And of course he brought that damn woman on there, and I knew that wasn't going to go well. And she just lost her damn mind when TFM said that that welfare is the reason that they're single mothers. And she lost her shit. Again, she was damn near hyperventilating. He's serious? really? It's like, and she was damn near screaming at him, and I was like, oh god. And TFM's like, you know, it's fine. We're not gonna go back through this again. You could tell there's other things he'd rather be doing right now. He'd rather be spending time with Celestina than doing that. I can guarantee you that. Either that or in bed. One of the two. But yeah, it was... it's unfortunate sometimes the way these debates go and how just... broken up. No, I don't want to say that. How... the word I'm looking for, disintegrated? No, I don't want to say that. I want to say diversified, but I don't want to say diversified the right way, because a lot of people say, oh, there's a lot of diverse opinions. No, divisive. That's what I want to say, like Disturbed's new record, which wasn't very good. How divisive the Manosphere is lately. And how a lot of parts of the internet are. And of course, Anna goes in there and said, oh, I find it... kind of odd that you guys are debating what women want. I'm a woman. I know. I speak for all women in the world. I'm a woman. I have vagina. It's like, God. It's like, I know women don't want all that. They want what's best for the children. You don't know all women. Shit. She seems like she's in her 30s. You probably don't know the women in their 20s, early teens, the 19s, 18s, stuff like that. They're changing a lot. Things are changing all the time. You are right about evolution. What was it? Incel evolutionary biology? Like, Alex was cracking up at that. TFM was cracking up. Legal attorney was laughing. They're like, what? What is this? It was so ridiculous when he brought her on. I was just like, oh god, why? But yeah, that was a hell of a debate. And of course, I'm over there at work. I'm just shouting points while my boss and everybody are like... Because I'm like, yeah, I agree with this. I was like, but no, that's not true. It's like you wish you could talk and you can't, you know. But I'm so glad that, again, when legal attorney hopped on there, he was the voice of reason. He just said that right thing. He said, he's like, I understand you have all these statistics, but I've been working in this for 20 years, and I can tell you that these statistics statistics lie. There's so much more about this than statistics and data and science. Not that there's anything wrong with science, but you can't rely on science for everything. You just can't do it, okay? I'm sorry. I don't want to burst your bubble, Einstein. But you can't rely on science for everything. You know, science has flaws because, you know, man has flaws. We created science to understand problems, to create a hypothesis and get a conclusion from that hypothesis, you know, this basic scientific method. So, you know, you have the hypothesis, you test the hypothesis, you know, and you do your experiments, and sometimes you peer review those experiments after you've gotten your initial findings. You know, you bring that over to another scientist, and if they get the same findings, then there, you got a peer-reviewed study, and then another one gets another, or maybe they get the raw different ones, they get completely different results. They're like, hold on, this isn't what I'm getting at all. And then it's no longer fully peer-reviewed. It's a completely different situation. See, I understand why all this is necessary. I'm not an idiot. But what I will say is that you don't need to go and just trust all this scientific data. You know, CDC was wrong about the COOF when it came to a lot of recent information that's come out now. So I'm not really sure on that one. I'm not really sure trusting the CDC on things. Of course, it was wrong to trust the government on a lot of things as well. I don't like trusting my government, okay? I want to trust that my government's doing the right thing, but half the time they're not. Half the time they just want to put you on a watch list for, I don't know, anime cartoons or something. It's just really stupid. Speaking of anime cartoons, Pixiv has bent the knee. They've bent the knee in a way that you might expect. of basically they've said that you can no longer ask for, you know, obviously you were paying customs. You can't have cartoon depictions of, obviously, minor stuff, which we understand that. You can't have bestiality, of course. Yeah, that's the furry stuff gone, I guess. Can't have rape, which a lot of hentai is assumed, like, a lot of that. It's really hard to discern whether or not the woman has been raped in a hentai. So I thought of an idea. Here we go. Now just work with me here. Maybe, now, instead of, like, doing an ahegao, you know, let's do a smile. Good, you've seen that movie Smile, you know, where they have the real, or the Joker smile, you know, that real. Why don't we do something like that? Put a nice, big, old, happy smile on their faces while they're getting plopped. That way we know that it's consensual, you know, the woman consented, the animated cartoon woman consented to this cartoon man having sex with her. It's all consent. It's non-consensual consensual sex, as Maya Chan called it. It's non-consensual consensual sex. They completely, it's all been discussed. If a judge says, you know, how did this work, Grimm? I said, well, here's how that worked. Basically, she got on the phone, she called this guy, and the guy said, oh yeah, sure, we'll do a non-consensual consensual play, and we'll have it photographed in the form of this image. So what you're seeing here is not just a drawing, it's a photograph of the situation that occurred in the fictional world. And because it is a fictional world, there's absolutely nothing you can do to debate that. Because it's a fictional world. Anything can happen in fiction. Fiction is the place where reality goes to die. Because fiction is... it can be anything. Like, you can have sex with giant 60-foot monsters if you want to. I'm sure that exists. Did the sea monster consent to have sex with the tiny human? I don't know. Do we have to ask the sea monster? Your Honor, hold on. Let me go see if I can get a statement from the sea monster in this image. I mean, we've got to get the sea monster's opinion here. It matters. I mean, wouldn't you say, you know, speak to my lawyer here. Don't you think that, you know, and Gloria would say, yes, of course, we've got to get the consent from all parties. So, of course, we'd have to find out there. You know, if you're doing some Nautica hentai, which I'm sure exists, somebody's fucking a Titan, Leviathan, I'm sorry, an Omega or Giga Leviathan, whatever the fuck they call them. But, yeah, I mean, the zombie... God forbid, we have those Resident Evil, Rule 34 that I accidentally found out about. The zombies didn't, I mean, how, Your Honor, does it consent? How does the zombie consent? You know, is it just like, yeah, it's okay with me? It's like we really gotta think about this here, you know? So that's just really bizarre, you know? It's like rape. It's like, 90% of hentai is non-consensual consensual sex. You know, it's all said that... Are we really going to have to start putting all characters consented to the sexual acts in this game? Are we really going to have to start doing that? I mean, it's not hard. But maybe one day there will come a time when you have to literally go into a game and say, all characters in this game consented to the sexual acts displayed within this product, you know, within it. I mean, just to show that everything was consensual, you know. Even if you see a character being torn apart, the character consented. And that's another thing. Now, there is the most weird thing I've ever seen in my entire life as far as this whole deal is concerned, and that is non-consensual mutilation. Okay, so we know what mutilation is, right? Like, it's the front of a death metal album cover, right? So, we gotta think about it. Does the zombie consent to, like, does the person consent to the zombie mutilating them? Like, if you're drawing a zombie mutilating somebody, does the zombie have to consent to that? It's like, I mean, does the person have to consent to the zombie mutilating them? And we're not even talking about sexual images. We're talking about a regular person getting, like, maybe you're drawing a Resident Evil fan art, and you want to draw, like, a zombie maybe taking a bite out of somebody's neck. So does the person that has the bite in their neck actually talk to the zombie and say, hey, zombie, it's cool. You can totally take a bite out of my neck, zombie. Like, because that's mutilation, right? Like, if there is you're drawing a fight scene and somebody's lost an arm, does the hero tell the villain, yes, villain, you may cut my arm off. I totally consent to this. That's part of the battle. It's cool. There's no issue here. I mean, because you really get into weird territory with the non-consensual mutilation. Does the tiny waifu say, sure, you can mutilate me into bits if you want? You know, like you'll see on some hentai gore grind covers. I've actually seen a few of those. Are these consented to? It's a very interesting situation, and it's really hard to judge. You know, I get what they're going for here, but you have to understand your clientele. You know, people use the Pixiv website for, you know, uploading or, you know, consenting different types of art. And some art might not be so happy, I guess you could say. And it's going to be really hard for people to find, like, say you want a kind of a funny, silly art where you have, like, a decapitated waifu girl, waifu. But, you know, you basically have her head and there's, like, a little bit of a bloody stump. But in her hand, there's her face and she's winking and she's smiling and she's happy and there's, like, a thumbs up, right? And so it's kind of like a happy gore. It's not like, oh, I've been, you know, I mean, because that's so Japanese. That's definitely something I could see in Japan. And, again, it's not like we're condoning murder or anything like that. Just like when Cannibal Corpse would do their album covers, you know, eaten alive or eaten back to life. Yeah, eaten back to life, you know, they weren't condoning that kind of thing. You know, there's a lot of really gory covers that they've done and gory songs, but you know, they don't do that kind of thing in real life. In fact, Corpse Grinder Fisher, he's a family man. You know, he loves his World of Warcraft and he loves helping out the children, and he's just a very good natured guy. He just happens to love death metal. Maybe it's something that calms him down and it's kind of therapeutic for him, you know, to get out there on the mic. And when you get older, you understand this shit a little more because, you know, you're not a kid going, ooh, my cool act. Now it's like, okay, I get these guys now. I've spoken with them. I've talked to them. They're really cool guys, you know, and this is just an act, you know. When the guys act up like, oh, Satan and stuff, like, there's some guys that do that, sure, in the heavy metal thing, but then there's some guys that are like, oh, yeah, you know, it's just an act, we have fun, we put on a good show, it's a stage thing, you know, like Alice Cooper did, or King Diamond, or a lot of these guys, and it's just fun. It's like, you know, you have a drink with them backstage, they're just regular people, you know? But again, it's art. Like, the people that draw this stuff, you'd say, oh, they're horrible. Just like with, you know, maggot baits. There was some really hard stuff for me to read in that. And, again, I was reading the staff notes. And the staff notes were like, well, you know, it was kind of hard for us, too. Like, some of it was pretty hardcore. And we're not sure if we want to do another one quite like that. But we had a story we wanted to tell. We're definitely not into that kind of thing, you know, as a person. Obviously, the guy that created and wrote Maggot Bates hasn't chopped anybody up in Japan. He's in his 60s now. You know, he was younger when he created the game, but he's still living. He's not in jail. He's not in any kind of murder charges. So he's a regular guy. He just said, I want to make a really freaky game. Just like when you're in a metal band. Oh, I want to write about some crazy shit like Gwar. You know, Gwar's written some crazy shit back, you know, when they were doing, I don't know if, Lothar's stuff isn't as crazy as Brocky, and I don't think it ever can be, because Brocky just had the odorous, I guess you could say. I say Brocky because, you know, I'm just, that's how I know him. I know him as Dave Brocky, but Dave Brocky was just, you know, he was willing to push those boundaries, you know, and you just don't have bands and people that are going to do that anymore. They're making it harder for that kind of thing. Now, when it comes to like the Lolly stuff, you know, I don't care for it. But then we get into the idea, well, I mean, minor. Well, I mean, do they look like a minor because they're innocent and demure like we did with our video? Or is this actual, like, toddler, you know, that is a little sketchy for me. Like, I had to check because I was looking at Slow Damage, and Slow Damage had a child abuse tag. And I'm like, ooh, that's pretty crazy. Of course, Rant 6 has one too, but that's only because you're going in that mission where you have to basically go into that child sex trafficking ring and liberate those kids, free those kids from that horrible woman that has them enslaved to these nobles that are just doing horrible things, and you get to kill the nobles. I mean, it talks about him just, you know, slaughtering these nobles that are taking advantage of these poor children. You know, so that was definitely done in a not positive light. Like, they weren't showing that child sexual abuse is a thing that should be condoned. Condoned. It's definitely something that is a horrible, horrible thing. And, you know, and I think maybe since I haven't played the game, I can't really speculate on it. You know, there's a very good chance that it is not talked about in a good light either. However, I did see a few, I'm just looking at the artwork, because there's no way in hell I'd ever play the games. But there were only about 34 games on that list that had this child sexual abuse tag. And I looked at some of the covers, and I was pretty horrified. I was like, oh my god. I mean, there's so few of them, though, so I'm not really fucked up about it. But some of these were not in a negative light. They were trying to make it out to be a positive thing, and it kind of scared me a little bit. I'm like, ooh, that's kind of disgusting. Like, I get that it's a fictional thing, but that's, you know, that's clearly supposed to be a younger, you know, a child. You can't really even use a Lolly argument on that, because that's an adult, like a grown adult, like with adult height and a 3-foot, you know, little tiny child. And I'm like, oh my god. One was even looked like a baby. And again, like, I mean, they can make what they want to make, but, you know, I just, yeah, that kind of thing, it just, I don't, it rubs me just a little wrong. I mean, I'm sorry if I come off like that, but I can't really defend that. It's just, it's, yeah, it's not something I care to see. Again, I can't say that Slow Damage talks about this in a good light. It may very well be, since it deals with a lot of abuse and trafficking and stuff like that, it's probably not dealt with in a positive light at all. It's probably a very negative light, just with Rants and the other, you know, other games that have mentioned it, I'm sure. I mean, I hope. But it's such a small tag that it's not anything worth, I think, getting overly worried about and freaked out about. But again, the main point is that this is going to be used to police a lot of Lolicon or characters that look demure or, you know, could look immature. Even though we do know the Japanese girls are very demure and very flat-chested and very, they don't have a lot of curves. Like TFM said, they're like fucking young, like a young boy. Because they're very... They don't have any breasts. They don't have any, you know, real curves that women do. So it's it's something like that. It's like if you were to get with a little boy, God forbid, that's what it would be like. And I'm not saying all Japanese or Asian women are like that, because I'm sure there's Asian women out there with some, I mean, for like Hitomi Tanaka, for certain. And there's a lot of gravure idols, which are very busty and very curvy. And there's a butt model, apparently, that dated a cyber sports, esports guy. So there are definitely women out there in Japan and other countries which do have some va-va-voom, as it were. But, you know, I'm just saying, there's not all of them. There's one girl that she's 20-something years old, way, you know, plenty old enough to drink. She looks like she's 13, you know. And if we draw a character that's like that, then where is the line there? You know, again, it's just going to be something to police younger-looking characters. Even if they're canonically above age, it's something that's going to be really fucked up, because there are people that like that kind of thing. And again, we're not defending the toddler con or whatever crazy bullshit happens to be in that child sexual abuse tag. We're talking about something that is, you know, that could be anything. You know, oh, this is just a young, no. You know. Because you can't really just, again, you can't really just say it's a young character. It could be a grown adult character with demure features, with petite features. You know, petite girls exist. I see them all the time. I work with a petite girl. She's very short and she doesn't have a whole lot going on as far as her, you know, curves and things. She has a little bit, but she's petite. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, she's an adult. And, I mean, that's just how it is with some women. Some women, they just don't get everything that a woman gets. The boob fairy kind of skips them. I think I've talked about this. And, again, it's just going to be used to police drawings. You know, I mean, we know there's a wrong and a right. I mean, if you show me something like, ooh, I don't know about that, that's not something I'm into at all. But... we don't need to be policing drawings on this level. And of course, the bestiality thing, I mean, God, that's crazy. I mean, again, that's going to be used probably for a lot of furry stuff, so the furries will probably fight against it. Or they'll probably find another site that they use, like maybe the Reformed Tumblr or something like that, to share their fervent crap. I don't know. It's just... insane. Another site is Bend the Knee. And, I mean, again, it's like I said, when I was a young man, I thought that when I became an adult, I'd be able to play violent video games and eat ice cream for breakfast, you know? Like, you always think, oh, I can play those M-rated games, you know? There was always something kind of cool when you were, oh, I can probably play those. It's like, oh, when you're older, you can play stuff like this. Oh, okay, cool. Or you can, you know, when you're a kid, when you're a kid, you got told, hey, when you're an adult, you can eat ice cream for breakfast. Because I remember one of my uncles did it. And I was like, hey, Grandma, why does he get to eat ice cream for breakfast? Because he's an adult. He's like, well, you're an adult, you can eat ice cream for breakfast too. And I'm like, wow, but you know what I don't do? Eat ice cream for breakfast, because it's a fucking bad idea. But yeah, I'm just saying, you had the ability to do that. And now it's like, oh, well, we don't want you doing this. We don't like that you do that. We don't like that you say this. We don't like that you draw this. We don't like that you like this art. We don't like that you like that. And it's like, okay. So I thought the rules kind of laxed a little bit as I became an adult and able to make my own mature decisions in life. Like, I am way above the age of maturity. I may not be the most mature person in the world, but I certainly do act on a level of maturity. You know, making sure that the things I do in life, you know, come from research. You know, like, I look into things. I'm like, oh, well, you know, let me check that out first. Like, when I got Gore Screaming Show, I know that, you know... anime girls are going to be mutilated and everything else. But I go into that knowing that. You know, I talked to the localizer. He said, oh, it's a really good story, though. I love it. I wanted to share it with the world. I'm so glad I can bring it to people. And it's doing well. It's number 2. course, you know, the Fujoshis, they love their damn yaoi shit, so it's going to be number one, as expected. But number two's not bad. You know, number two's not bad. And people like it. Didn't do well on GOG, but I got it. And you guys seem to like it. There was a commenter that said he liked the game, so that's enough reason for me to keep going. Plus, I like the story. I like that the MC's not a cuck, so I want to see where that goes. But yeah, it's just unfortunate. But you know, Trump announced that he's running, and I knew he was going to. And I'll probably be voting for him again, as I did last time and the time before that. Gotta get Biden out of there somehow, and DeSantis isn't going, so we gotta get somebody in there. I mean, I'm sorry. Looks like it's gonna be him again. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I know I don't want Biden in there. Not again. My God. And, you know, we're talking about being on the brink of World War III and all this crazy stuff. So, I don't know. It's a weird time, guys. But, less of our freedoms. We have less of our freedoms now. Now your drawings are being policed by these corporations. Oh, sorry, can't draw that. You can't sell that, artist. I know you get a lot of that, but you can't do it. No, but I'm good at drawing it. Well, you can't draw it on our platform. You'll have to find somewhere else. And they will. They'll find another platform. You know, people are getting to that point where they are going to other platforms. So, just what we got to do. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out for Grim Rants into the Heavens, and we will see you next time.